As Black Lives Matter protesters in Rochester and other cities have found out in recent months, exposure to tear gas can cause watery eyes and shortness of breath. But some are also reporting unusual changes in their menstrual cycles. WXXI's Beth Adams takes a closer look.
Since early September, when the family of Daniel Prude released the police body camera video of his mental health arrest, activists have poured into the streets of Rochester demanding justice for the 41-year-old who suffocated while pinned to the ground by officers. That first weekend, police used pepper bullets and tear gas to break up a crowd of thousands near the public safety building. Janine, who asked us not to use her last name, was there.
All of a sudden, one of them just lobs a canister in the middle of the crowd, and it just landed, like, right on my foot.
That was the first time she was exposed to tear gas.
It does what it's supposed to do. It makes you cough and gag and barf and, you know, your eyes run and all of that.
But since then, the 32-year-old mother of two has noticed something else. She says her menstrual cycle started for the first time in years since she delivered two babies and had an IUD implanted. Janine, who breastfeeds her 2-year-old daughter, also said her breast milk production has been low. This has her especially worried.
If I absorb that into my body, and my body is producing, like, milk for this kid, are they absorbing any of this?
Unfortunately, the answer to that question is unclear. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's not known if agents used in tear gas can be found in breast milk. The CDC says breast milk isn't routinely tested for environmental pollutants because there are no established normal or abnormal levels of chemical agents to help in clinical interpretation. In fact, there is scant research on the potential effects of tear gas exposure and reproductive health in general. Dr. Lorelei Thornburg, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Rochester Medical Center, said early studies of the effects of the common tear gas agent, 2-chloralbenzylidine melanonitrile, or CS, suggested no definitive reproductive effects in rats. Other research indicated potential endocrine disruption.
But that would be years to months to take effect rather than like an instantaneous clinical effect.
CS gas is the chemical agent in the tear gas used by Rochester police. Despite the lack of conclusive data on exposure to the chemical and menstrual changes, Thornburg believes women who report these symptoms should be taken seriously and other factors should be considered too.
We know that stress does affect the menstrual cycle and can either delay or bring on menses. So it is completely possible that these high stress situations with protesters and tear gas and these kind of things, that it may be the stress as much as anything else that's leading to these anecdotal reports.
But Stephanie Vargas doesn't believe stress triggered her symptoms. The 29-year-old activist says she has known the stress of protests before, but it wasn't until after the September 4th protest in Rochester, where she was exposed to tear gas for the first time, that she noticed a sudden change in her menstrual cycle.
And the very next day, I experienced my period, but it was extremely heavy and very, very painful. And I had just had my period the week prior.
It's not only Rochester protesters who are reporting these menstrual irregularities. Activists in Minneapolis and Portland, Oregon have also said they had similar symptoms. Asha Hassan, associate research manager at Planned Parenthood North Central States, said she heard a number of anecdotal reports from friends and neighbors in South Minneapolis after the Black Lives Matter protests over the death of George Floyd. Police had used tear gas to clear the crowds.
And I was especially surprised when I would hear kind of anecdotal story over and over again from trans men who are on testosterone and have not had a period in several years, all of a sudden experiencing urine bleeding, or people who have a long-acting reversible contraception and have not experienced a period in several years, all of a sudden having spontaneous bleeding.
Hassan is conducting a survey to find out more about what people are experiencing. Back in Rochester, Janine and Stephanie are concerned about potential long-term health impacts of breathing tear gas, but both women say their fears aren't strong enough to keep them from future protests.
Absolutely, it's scary, but it would be scarier to continue with the system of injustice.
The most recent confrontation between activists and Rochester police ended peacefully in front of City Hall last week. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.